But let me tell you the greatest thing it's given me, right?
Oh God, here we go.
Like after...
Wait, is it a backwards baseball cap and baggy jeans? Is that the best thing
it's
given you?
Hello, fellow kids. No, I'll tell you what it's given me, the best thing, and it's a feeling, Dave.
Okay.
It's a feeling, and it's a special feeling that I would say you haven't had. Ooh. Since you were 10 years old.
Okay.
So I'm out skateboarding around my housing estate, mm-hmm. me and the other kids. And... it started to get dark. And you know that feeling when you were a kid? You're doing something like skateboarding or cycling or whatever it is, and you're just so into it. You're totally engrossed in this thing. And I was skating from the top of the estate down to the bottom.
Again, and I, for the 50th time.
Yeah, I'd pick up my board, walk all the way back up, yeah. go down again, and I kept doing it. And then I was thinking, it was starting to get dark. And I was like, I should probably go home for my tea. But I didn't want to go home. And that evening chill was setting in. And I was like, no, just two more runs, two more goes. So then I went down again. And I was like, no, just one more. And then the front door opens. Dermot! Your dinner's ready. Come in.
All of the kids scatter.
So then I came, brought the board in. And you have this sort of exhaustion from playing. And you're not cold, even though you should be wearing a coat. And then I arrive in the front door, throw the skateboard in.
And Karina
goes,
what's
for dinner? I'm starving.
Karina goes, have you done your homework? Get upstairs and tidy your room.
But that feeling of playing outside and not wanting to go home and then until you're forced home because it's dark and it's dinner time. I get that now. I get it again.
You realize that your estate has a neighborhood watch. And I guarantee you there are text messages going around going, that strange man in his 40s is playing skateboards with our children.
Well, actually, I was talking to some of the local kids. And I was standing there with my board under my arm. And, you know, they had their scooters and some of them had wood. They were going to build a camp. Mm-hmm. And I was chatting away and they were looking at my board and I was looking at their scooters.
Oh, God. I'm glad I'm not the only one cringing at this story. Sean is making involuntary noises.
And then... I was standing at the curb and I was thinking, and then I could sort of get a sense of parents in driveways and stuff like that. And I was thinking, wow, like if I was a pervert, this, oh God. This absolutely is the outfit of choice. Oh my God. Like if you,
oh, like, ladies and gentlemen,
if I was a parent and I looked out and I saw a man in his 40s, holding a skateboard, chatting to the kids, I'd be like, call the police immediately.
With a helmet on.
Yeah. Danny, I have just been one of a privileged few to hear the new album. Or certainly most of it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
unbelievable.
Thank you very much. We're super excited. Again, I don't want to put down the rest of the other script music as well, but I've never been more excited yeah. about a body of work. I really have.
When I was watching you, you remind me, you're like the musical equivalent of Davey Fitz. You know the way Davey Fitz on the sideline like tries to play every shot for his players?
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
catch every
it's
ball.
It's called having a fit.
Yeah. but while we were listening here in Windmill Lane, you are like miming every word, you're yeah. hitting every snare. yeah. It's
because I painstakingly
though.
Took the time to do them. And yeah, like I said, this music stems from us. You know, we produce every little sound that's in there between the team that we have, me and Mark and Jimbo Barry, another Irish producer. Like I said, it's a really all Irish affair.
Yeah, you call it Irish music by Irish people.
Yeah,
and I think that comes across that you aren't using a team of 50 writers.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is all, and what people love about the script and why you connect so well is because it all comes from you guys, and you can tell that comes out through the music, you know.
Yeah, for us, I think it's really important that if you look at your favorite writers these days or your favorite bands, just have a look at how many writers there are on the song.
Yeah,
you know, Ed Sheeran was the first artist in, I think it was 2 years, to be the only artist writing one song that reached the top of the American charts. As to be one writer who literally wrote the whole song himself.
Yeah.
Like, he wrote his whole song himself. He ate all his din-dins, you know.
But it sounds silly, but, you know,
yeah,
but that's, you know, everyone presumes people would just write their own tunes, but as yeah. you say, sometimes it's like a farm.
Yeah, well, like I said, we always pride ourselves on being, you know, it's me and Mark, really, because we do a lot of the lyrics and melody ourselves, and it's really us two against, you know, let's say Maroon 5 or whatever, who would, you know, of course they write as well, but you've got your Max Martins and your 500 of the best songwriters in the world all aiming to have songs on their albums, and Sam Smith and Adele and everybody else and stuff. And we just love, I love the fact that we're going to fall on our own sword.
Yeah, but it's that personal touch, you know. It's funny, you know, to people listening, what happens at these listening parties usually is, you know, we all sit in a room and we listen to the album, but it's not always that the lead singer of the band comes in and personally takes you on a journey through the stuff. And, you know, my wife is a painter. I know what it's like for her when she hangs all her paintings on the wall and the exhibition opens and she has to stand there and watch people's reactions. And you're putting your heart out there. So to have someone in your position who is so successful but still has to stand here in front of all of us and allow people to listen to your, you know, couple of years of work.
Yeah.
And you're standing there vulnerable and open to everything that we would think about it, you know.
But that is that not what music is? Is that not what it is, vulnerability and shown vulnerability, you know? Because I think that that's what separates us from the other bands.
Say stuff, that soothes the music.
Say stuff, that soothes the music.
Say stuff, that soothes the music.
I've never heard it before. Let me explain to you. My name is Dave, and I play pieces of music to him over there. His name is Dermot, and he says stuff off the top of his head that he thinks suit those pieces of music.
Now, I think they suit. I hope they suit the pieces of music. Sometimes
they don't, but sometimes that's even funnier. So anyway, are you ready to do it?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
It finally happened. Everyone's talking about Longford. For years, you were the butt of the joke. When someone said, that place in Ireland where nothing happens and nobody lives there, it was you, Longford. But now, after Centre Parks, and now Maura from Love Island, everybody's all about Longford. You're next, Leitrim.
Now on RT1, Stately Gaffs, a show where Conor McGregor goes around buying up all the stately homes in Ireland because he's loaded.
All right, man, how much for the blatant gaff?
I'm afraid it's not for sale. Slane is not for sale.
Come on, then, Lord Henry Moon Charles, give us that. Come on.
I'll have you shot if you don't get off my land.
Shot?
Yeah, do you none?
The only shot till I be having a proper 12. Welcome to the Department of Social Protection. It's crazy in here.
Looking for your old file?
We destroyed it. We don't know what files we have on file.
Hey, looking for yours? It's burnt.
Yeah. Hey, we gave you too much money.
Now we want it back.
But we can't get it back because there's no record of you.
And 3X plus 2Y over 2... Sorry, who's banging the desk down there?
Seamus O'Riordan! Stop banging the desk! Seamus! You got... That's it, detention.
Oh, great! And...
You boys think it's funny to add in a brass section? Right, you all have detention!
Now at the Chelsea Flower Show, we go live to celebrity gardener Dermot Gavin's garden.
Yes, so what I have here is an upturned helicopter, and it's hollowed out, and coming out of that is a row of geraniums, and the geraniums are attached to a giant bee, which is made out of stuffed snack boxes, and that goes down into a big tub of petrol, which then... Oh no, not again! Dermot and Dave.
Black card for Nando's.
I did. I had a black card. It's still quite hard to believe because there were like very well-known celebrities in the UK, including the likes of Ollie Murs, fighting to get these black cards for Nando's.
Yeah, it was like it was an X Factor kind of crescendo, wasn't it?
Yeah, I remember on the X Factor panel at the time, Simon Cowell and Cheryl had a fight over the fact that Simon had a black card for Nando's and they wouldn't give one to Cheryl, and you had one.
Simon Cowell and me. We had cards. They were really cool because obviously they were size of a credit card, but they were metal. They were black metal. But there were several issues with it.
Okay.
And I don't mean to seem ungrateful.
Okay, well, which means he's about to seem ungrateful. So I'm looking forward to this.
Go, go.
Carry on.
Firstly, Nando's failed to tell their staff that these black cards were out there. So every time I went in to get my free Nando's,
yeah,
and that was amazing to get the free Nando's. You could have whatever you want. If I wanted to sit there and eat five chickens, I could.
Right? Which, in fairness, would be a standard Tuesday yeah, morning for Dermot.
That's just pre-breakfast. Anyway, they wouldn't tell the staff that these. So every time I go up and go, I can have this, 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 and this, and I'll be paying with this. And they're like, what's that? It's a black card. What? Look at it. Then go, oh, why? And then I have to explain, because I'm famous.
You see, that's the problem. And Simon like, Cowell walks in and they go, yes, Simon, of course it's free. You walk in and they go, who are you?
Exactly. And he'd be saying, the guy behind the till is like, no, if you were famous, I'd know, because I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
And then they'd have to call the manager. The manager would look at the card. They'd ring head office and go, oh, yeah, seems legit. I'm like, thanks, my food's cold. So there was that kind of embarrassment at the till that kind of put me off. Also, I ate so much chicken that I kind of got sick of it. Like, you can have too much of a good thing.
Sick of chicken Nando's.
I know. And every time I say that to people, like, how could you get sick of Nando's? It's the berry berry sauce. I know. I eat it a lot. And then, unfortunately, they took the card off me because I was...
You weren't famous enough.
I was overheard at an event saying quite loudly to somebody... I have a Nando's card, but I'm sick of chicken.
No! You can't slam chicken! And you can't!
Next thing I know, revoked.
By a lady who sells chocolate out of a pram outside Thomond Park in Limerick.
A lady!
Noni, a lady, yeah.
That's a first, Kate.
Noni, happy Christmas.
And happy, many happy returns to yourself, Kate.
How are you getting on?
I get on great, you know, I'm very excited.
Yeah, what's happening?
I'm going for a Christmas number one.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and then I'm going to do Christmas number two. Going to be eating a lot of chocolate.
I'd say you are, in fairness.
But listen, I'm going to bang out the tune and tell Simon Cowell, if he's listening, I'm ready for business. I'm opened.
You've got a Noni Christmas on.
Absolutely. I'm going to blow it out of the water. Forget X Factor.
Right, are you ready to
forget
go?
Forget X-rays. Forget ex-boyfriends, girlfriends, the whole thing.
What about X-rated?
It's all about now. The X-rated version will be out later.
Okay, you ready to give it a
You'll
shot?
See a petticoat or two, I tell you. All right, let's do it. Head it down my straw.
Oh, nice.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the poxy tree. I just need it for my pram. Wrapped or knotted, I'll give a damn. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is chocolate. Away the cake!
Go on, Noni, give it sucks! Here we go!
I don't want a lot for Christmas. Don't want a voucher for Donkey Forks. Don't even want a second-hand jockstrap from Little Conor Murray or Little Kate Dolls. When I see my laddered stocking hanging off the fireplace, it better be full of what I need to put a smile across my face. Yeah. I don't need a fancy Nokia phone or a two-week trip to Gary Owen. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is chocolate. Why chocolate? Give it to me, kid.
Go on, Noni.
The chicken hot snack box is gleaming, there's gravy everywhere. Paul O'Connell's pulling crackers, but I don't even care. I'm not telling porkies, I'm dreaming of a bag of f***ing Yorkies. Santa Claus, don't be acting the goat. Bring me a pram full of chocolate now. This is what I want for Christmas. Aero Crunchy, Flake and Mars. Toblerones and Dairy Milks, and a Twix the size of Torment Pat. I went to Mass, I swear I did. Yeah. Santa Claus, a boy and a kid. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is chocolate.
Number one for Christmas cake!